remember before the baseball season, we talked about how some of the various minor league systems are going to be experimenting with some new baseball.
Yeah, some new rules. And
remember, one of the leagues is going to like use expanded bases.
Yep.
It's going to be a couple of inches bigger. Another league is still going to use the electronic umpire.
Yep.
Things like that. Another league is going to eliminate the shifting.
Right. Yep. Yeah, no shifts, right?
Well, here's another one. And whether or not it was mentioned before the season or it's just come into play now, it says here Major League Baseball is going to experiment to see if moving back the pitcher's mound might increase the offense.
Hmm.
And there's going to be an experiment with an increased distance between the mound and home plate during a portion of the Atlantic League season. The pitching rubber is going to be moved back. Currently, it's 60 feet 6 inches. It's going to move back 1 foot, 61.
Wow.
Point six, yeah.
It's not going to make that much of a difference.
You'd think not. However,
well, yeah.
Here's what Major League Baseball's investigation says. Well, first of all, they say it's a direct response to the escalating strikeout rate. I think the escalating strikeout rate is nothing more for the fact that Major League Baseball players are now swinging more from the heels, if I can use a cliche,
yeah,
trying to hit the ball over the fence more than they ever have. They're, you know, these days of line drive and gap hitting, well, still exist for a lot of Major League players. It's like, you know, hey, I'll drive the ball over the fence or I'll strike out. Anyway, Major League Baseball, the investigations say that if with this move, you will give the hitter approximately 1/100th of a second of additional time to decide whether to swing at a pitch, which has the effect in terms of reaction time of reducing the effective velocity of a pitch by roughly 1.5 miles per hour.
Hmm.
Doesn't sound like a lot, I suppose, but for some major league hitters, the difference between a 95-mile-per-hour fastball and a 93.5-mile-per-hour fastball, well, could be...
It's how fast you can get that bat around.
And in some cases, the bat might be around, but maybe just barreling up the bat, squaring it up, as they say, to hit it solid. That would be interesting to see how it works. The purpose of the test is to give hitters even that tiny additional piece of time to allow them to make more contact and reduce the strikeout rate.
You know who this is really going to affect? Celebrities who have to throw out the first pitch. That additional foot is going to make a huge difference.
Didn't even think about that.
Whether or not they can get it there.
Some of them have a tough enough time now. Oh, my gosh. Could have more hilarity videos.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wait a second, though. I thought that Major League Baseball was trying to find ways to speed up the game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's what this, that they don't want games going on for, 3 hours and 30 minutes, that they're afraid that the younger generations are watching because the game tends to drag on and on and on.
You're suggesting with more offense.
Well, that the game's going to drag on. What is the point of this?
I don't know. Well, again, to decrease the strikeout.
But then you're prolonging the game.
Maybe if they make more contact, they won't have to throw as many pitches and then get them out. See, instead of, having to throw, three pitches for three strikes, they'll make contact in the first strike.
And how much difference did you say it was going to make per pitch?
Roughly 1.5 miles per hour and 1/100th of a second.
1/100th of a second. And
amazing.
They throw 100 pitches in a game. It's going to make a difference of about 1 second.
As far as the pitch goes.
Yes.
They're going to be able to hit the ball more.
Of course, each pitcher probably throws 100, so that could be 2 seconds.
2 seconds, okay.
But the whole point is to shorten the game, and now you're going to put more base runners on, and the widening of the bases to begin with. This is why baseball, stop overthinking, just do what you do.
That is a point, because everything else we talked about, the widening of the bases, the elimination of the shift, all designed to create more of the offense,
which is leading to longer ball games. Just keep it as it is. Now, there are certain things you could change. I don't mind the pitch clock, or a batter's clock that they've got to be in there. I'm fine with that. They have a serve count in tennis. They changed that. I'm fine with that. You can find other ways to speed up the game. Maybe have a wider strike zone where it's not the size of a pea.
I don't understand that.
That alone, bring back the high strike, please.
But I don't understand this. And you know what? The onus is on the managers here. I was watching Bull Durham the other night, and Crash Davis.
Great baseball movie.
Crash Davis, played by Kevin Costner, tells Nuke Lelouch, played by Tim Robbins, the pitcher. He says, try not to strike everybody out. Allow everybody else a chance to participate. Besides, strikeouts are fascists. All right, so allow everybody else to have a time to play, and that way you can that will help speed up the game a little bit as well. Don't strike everybody out if you want to make the game a bit more exciting.
If it's good enough for Crash Davis, it's good enough for us.
Oh, stop overthinking it, everybody. Just let the game. Just play the game. Just play the game. Stop doing this.
If it were to happen, some are already saying it might be the most significant change to the pitching since lowering the mound from 15 inches to 10 inches after the 1969 season, which at that time was for the same reason. Because there was no offense happening when the pitcher had an extra 5 inches throwing down to the batter. Remember those ERAs at that time were, you know, a buck something or low twos.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so now they want to put the pitching mound back by about a foot. Didn't they just make new baseballs this year that deadens the ball a little bit so they're not hitting as many home runs?
Yeah, that's right.
And now they're going to...
Pat Johnston leaving the studio, ladies and gentlemen, out of frustration. Just an experiment, folks. Just an experiment. And it's in the minor leagues, too, by the way.
That sports corner is a hot corner.
It is a hot corner today.